For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington. Delta Airlines is suspending all flights from the U.S. to China through April 30th. The Atlanta-based carrier made the decision due to the ongoing concerns about the coronavirus. The last China-bound flight from the U.S. will leave Monday. The last return flight back to the U.S. departs from China next Wednesday. Delta is offering a change fee waiver to all customers affected. The company operates 42 weekly flights between the two countries. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp remains focused on targeting gang violence in Georgia. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on two proposed bills.
Kemp said the GBI's criminal gang task force needs more staff to combat gangs, and laws need to change to create tougher punishments.
We will add more teeth to the law. We will send a clear message to those who want to prey upon our families, our communities, and our young people that their actions will have big consequences.
One proposal would give judges authority to give harsher sentences to those convicted under the Street Gang Act, while another gives prosecutors the ability to charge gang members across jurisdictions. Lawmakers will have to pass the bills before they could take effect. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Newspaper heiress Ann Cox Chambers has died at the age of 100. Chambers was a business executive, diplomat, philanthropist, and one of the country's richest women. She served as a director of her family's Atlanta-based media empire, Cox Enterprises. She also served as President Jimmy Carter's ambassador to Belgium and spent much of her later years focused on charitable giving. Forbes estimated her net worth several years ago at nearly $17 billion. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.